Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk listeners, how are you guys doing this afternoon? Such a beautiful day here in Louisiana, actually in the field, Louisiana, that is. For the whole week, the weather has been great, but I've heard that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're supposed to get some rain. The trees need it, the grass needs it, and so does the flowers. So, tonight's discussion is going to be pertaining to the immigration, Arizona's new law, where they're saying that it might be violating some constitutional rights. The 14th Amendment, and I think it's the 4th Amendment, not for sure. And how the message is getting across that a lot of people are not too happy with this new law. That goes into, they said it won't be actually in place until August, between June and August. What I want to do is I want to first talk about the state of Arizona. And I thought I, let's see if I got it all here. Yeah. I wanted to talk about how Arizona State became a state. According to the history of Arizona, Arizona was founded by he was a priest, and he was a Spanish priest. So that right there kind of connects what the language is for originally from Arizona is the Spanish history. And wait, just one second here. Let me find that before I continue to speak here. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. Let's see what it says about Arizona real quick. That I know already. Okay. Arizona is the 48th state, and it's the last of the contiguous states admitted to the Union, achieving statehood on February the 14th, 1912, the 50th anniversary of Arizona's recognition as territory of the United States. Arizona is noted for the desert climate, exceptionally hot summers and mild winters. However, it also features pine forests, mountain ranges, and the northern high country with cooler weather than it is in the lower deserts. That's not what I wanted. Let's see, did I put it down here? Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm sorry, I lost my place here. If you give me a second. That's not what I wanted. I might have got the wrong thing I did. Let me see here real quick. I know where I can go and find it. I hate not having everything. I thought I had printed the information out, but I didn't. I should have checked it before. And let's see. know what? I love Google because you can Google everything and find anything that you need. It's so amazing how information is right there at you. Also today, while I'm waiting to pull this up, we're going to talk about an essay contest that I have going on right now and the rules and regulations on how it's being conducted and the deadline on it. Everybody has a lot to say about this Arizona, this whole situation with the Arizona law. I really think, my opinion is, I think because our government hasn't done anything with immigration, I think they slipped it on there on purpose. That's just, I mean, even though they knew it affected a lot of people, it was to get the attention of everybody. I think that's what that was, and it actually did get their attention on what was going on there. Okay, let's see here what I want. Boy, it's hard not. I could have sworn I had everything together, but that's what happens sometimes. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. It says that the first Native Americans arrived in Arizona between 16,000 B.C. and 10,000 B.C.E., while the history of Arizona, as recorded by the Europeans, began with Marco de Niza, a Franciscan, I'm sorry, I said, yeah, he's from Spain, explored the area in 1539. Coronado's expedition entered the area in 1540 and then 1542 during the search for Cibola. Padre Eusebio Francisco Kino developed a chain of missions and taught the Indians Christianity in Primera Alto, now southern Arizona and now northern Sonora, in the 1690s and early 1700s. Spain founded fortified towns at Tubac in 1752, Tucson in 1775. All of the present-day Arizona became part of the Mexican state of Baja California upon the Mexican assertion of independence from Spain in 1822. Okay, did the key word say Mexican? Did you guys hear that? Because I think I heard Mexican. I'm not for sure. But I think I just read, and I'm going to repeat that again. All of the present-day Arizona became part of the Mexican state of Bajo, California, upon the Mexican assertion of independence from Spain in 1822. I thought that's what I read. The United States took possession of most of Arizona at the end of the Mexican-American War in 1848. In 1853, the land became, below the Gila River, was acquired from Mexico in the Gaston Purchase. Okay, I keep hearing the word Mexican. Maybe I'm missing something. let's see. It says also that it was acquired in Mexican Gaston Purchase. In Arizona was administered as a part of the territory of New Mexico until it was organized into a separate territory on February 24, 1863. Arizona was admitted into the Union, officially became a U.S. state on February 14, 1912. All right. Now, it's two things I just noticed about Arizona that does not make it. It became part of the United States, but it said Indians and Mexicans. Didn't say English. It said Indians and Mexicans. So, I'm trying to figure out this law. I really believe, and this is just my opinion, I really believe to a certain extent somebody's afraid of them becoming the true minority. And everything possible that can be done will be done to avoid that from happening. Okay? So, I'm going to read a little bit from Yahoo News, and you tell me. On Friday, Arizona's governor signed the toughest anti-immigration law in the nation, which is set to go into effect by the end of July. I said August, so it's July. The measure has reignited national debate over illegal immigrants. Opponents are calling for mass boycotts of Arizona. President Obama is holding up the law as a prime example of state government's irresponsibility on the issue, and therefore a key reason to speed up the federal immigration reform. The president of Mexico is angry. Protesters have smeared swastikas made out of refried beans on the Arizona House and Senate buildings' glass doors. And civil rights activists denounce the law as a blow to constitutional rights and an invitation to racial profiling. So what exactly is all the fuss about? Let's find out what it's about. Now, it's going to explain to us what the law does. This law requires police to ask for immigration papers from anyone whom they have a reasonable suspicion might be in the country illegally. Law enforcement officials are also empowered to detain anyone they hold in such suspicion. Now, I do know that one of the sheriffs were on, I think it was CNN, and he was talking about how much he's so against this whole bill, that it's not right. It's more work for them, and it's the ideal that they feel like they're violating the rights of citizens, whether they're unregistered or undocumented citizens, but they're still citizens. So he was totally against this, and he was totally against the government doing what they're doing and this whole this fiasco. So it says it is also a state crime under the new law for immigrants to be found without immigration papers. Individual citizens, meanwhile, can file suit against the state agencies that failed to enforce the law. Now, this again goes back to the police having to be sued if they don't enforce the law. Other citizens can sue them if they don't enforce the law. What kind of mess is this? This is some mess. And let's see. And I'm just so amazed that because it's own state, and we have to keep in mind the history of Arizona, okay? You have to think about McCain. You got to think about the ideal that they didn't want Martin Luther King's birthday to be a national holiday. You have to think of what is all this looking at. Not only is it racial profiling, Arizona is known to be a racist state by itself. Now, just like one of the news reporters were talking about today, they were saying how tourism is a big thing in Arizona. So right now, believe it or not, they're probably not getting around summertime because it's getting close to the kids getting out of school for the summer and everything. It's getting close to vacation time for some people. So guess what? Somebody's not going to be able to vacation to this. I mean, people are not going to go to this area, and they'll lose a lot of money when this all goes in. And it's all around the time that summertime kicks in that they'll be having problems. So we want to look forward. We're going to go back to this around July to see how tourism is. Okay. It says right here, since roughly 30% of Arizona is Hispanic and about 80% of illegal immigrants are also Hispanic, critics say the law basically mandates that police engage in racial profiling, apprehending people based on their appearance rather than on any evidence that they may be in violation of the law. After she signed the bill into law, Arizona Republican Governor Jan Bruner discounted this view, saying at the signing ceremony that she worked hard to amend the bill with language to prevent enforcement from solely considering race, color, or national origin, implementing the requirements of this section. Critics have countered that the bill doesn't say what might be grounds for detention apart from race, color, and national origin. So the bill is very vague with its explanation. That's another thing. And then they were talking about the reasonable suspicion. They still haven't explained that. So that can be broad or it can be one or two things, you know. So they got a lot of explaining to do with this bill. And I think Arizona, even the people in Arizona, is not too happy with this. There was a priest that used to hide immigrants. And I knew he was on probation for 5 years. And then he said if he has to do it again, he'll do it again because it's not fair. And one lady was saying how it's a sin against Christianity. You can't do that. It's not fair. So we have to keep that in mind when we're making these decisions. I just think that they're talking about the crime rate, how high the crime rate is, and all this. But this has been going on for a long time. And the idea that the state is trying to make a federal decision dealing with the 14th Amendment and the 5th Amendment is not fair and it's not right. So if you guys have any questions, any comments, you can please call me at 347-677-1749, and we can discuss this. And I want your views on how you feel. And do you think there is an opportunity for this to be a domino effect, because that's the name of the, what's the name tonight? Do you think it's possible that other states will be thinking about doing this? Because I know the state of California wouldn't do it. I just can't believe that California would do this because of their population. You know, they have a very, very big population of Mexican Americans or Mexicans, you know. Let's see here. Let's see if I can chat and talk to you guys at the same time. Let's see. Anyone think that this could be? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking out loud. And you have states like you have states like Colorado, you have states like Texas, you have states like I said earlier, California. Would this be something you think that they would do, be involved in? And do you really think that the, she said she thought it through, but I don't know. I don't know how she do, I mean, I can't say she didn't think it through, but I'm trying to figure out what did she, it's something she didn't do, okay, for her to make such a decision like this. It's something she didn't do to kind of look into this. Now, this is another question they ask. Why now? Why all of a sudden now all of this is happening? It says right here, according to Princeton political science Douglas Massey, the number of illegal immigrants dropped by 100,000 in Arizona over just the last year and has fallen from 12.2 million in 2008 to 10.8 million in 2009. Oh, okay. Countrywide, as the recession means fewer jobs for immigrants and U.S. citizens alike. But a combination of factors have brought the immigration debate to the forefront in Arizona. First, a murder of a prominent rancher in March, suspected to be a work of an illegal immigrant with connections to the cross-border drug trade, sparked fresh anxieties that the drug violence in Mexico will spill over to the border with renewed force. Now, this is what gets me. We are always fighting on that fear factor. Everything is fear, 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 scared, scared, scared. Let's find a way to not be in fear. Let's find a way that we can prevent keeping America always afraid of something. We live, I mean, it's just so crazy how we spend so much time on the wrong things. okay? And if I need to keep America hyped, I'm saying all this is going on. Yeah, we knew they were killing in Mexico. We knew that a long time ago. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, a lot of drugs, a lot of Americans know that the drugs are coming through here, and there's nothing being done to stop it, okay? I just think, like you said, it's a combination of a lot of things, but most of all, it all goes back to fear. Second is an election year, and both Governor Brewer and Senator McCain are facing strong primary challenges from the right, okay? McCain, who was once co-sponsored federal legislation that would put many illegal immigrants on the path to citizenship, appeared to embrace the law right before it was passed. So did he already know this was going to happen? Okay, saying that it need not to entail any racial profile, while also pointing out that the President Obama has failed to secure our borders. Now, and if I'm not mistaken, when President Bush was in office, I think it was President Bush or his father was in office, they were trying to do immigration reform, and nobody wanted to hear it. Now, all of a sudden, it's a whole different ball game because we got this fear factor going on. Now somebody wants to do something about it. And I think it has a lot to do with President Obama being in office. I mean, that's just my opinion. Okay? According to McCain, President Obama has failed to secure our borders. Now, people keep blaming all this stuff on Obama. Obama hasn't only been in the office, in his office, for 1 year. It hasn't even been a year yet. Okay, everybody's laying all of this on him. This stuff was going on before he came in. There were people killing in Mexico. There were people drug trafficking in Mexico, back and forth, left and right, any way they can, through Texas, through any state that they can get through. They even got up into New York. So I'm trying to figure out, this was going on probably when President Obama was still in college or when he was a senator or whatever. You know, so it's not him. You know, you can't blame that on him. But we will. Let's blame President Obama for everything. With the chickens coming home and the chickens not coming home, let's blame him for it. Okay? Now, since we read earlier that it has been a decrease in the population of immigrants, it says day laborers have been affected by this too. Because if there's no work here and they can't come over, they're not coming over. It says many of the cars that once stopped at the Home Depot parking lot to pick up day laborers to hang drywall or to do landscaping now just drive on by because they're afraid to get in trouble for it. Arizona's sweeping immigration bill allows police to arrest illegal immigrants, day laborers seeking work on the street, or anyone trying to hire them. It won't take effect until summer, but it's already having an effect on the state's underground economy. All right. It's telling you right there. The people are not stopping to pick up because they're saying that you're going to get in trouble, too, if you get involved. Nobody wants to pick us up, Julio Lojoño Diaz says in Spanish, as he and a dozen of the other men wait under the shade of the Pablo Vader trees and lean against a low brick wall outside the East Phoenix home improvement store. Many day laborers like Diaz say they will leave Arizona because of the law, which also makes it a crime to be in the U.S. illegally and directs police to question people about their immigration status if there is a reason to suspect they are illegal immigrants. Now, I do know that what they're getting ready to do with this law, they're getting ready to change. They're going to there's a lot of people that's going to fight against this law. And they're hoping that they can change it where it won't be able to be used. They can't use it. They're already working on it. You've got people protesting against it right now. Okay, it says supporters of the law hopes to create jobs for thousands of Americans. Oh, so listen at that. Another thing to think about. Okay? Create jobs for America. How is going to create jobs for America if already they don't want to work in the jobs that the day laborers do and the illegal immigrants do? So how is it going to create jobs for unlawful? Okay. We want to drive day labor away, says Republican Representative John Kavanaugh. one of the law's sponsors. It says an estimated 100,000 illegal immigrants have left Arizona in the past 2 years as it cracked down on illegal immigration and its economy was especially hard hit by the Great Recession. A Department of Homeland Security report on illegal immigrants estimates Arizona's illegal immigrants population peaked in 2008 at 560,000 and a year later dipped 460,000. The law supporters hope the departure of illegal immigrants will help dismantle part of the underground economy here and create jobs for thousands of legal residents in the state with a 9.6% unemployment rate. Yeah, I heard that, right? Kavanaugh says day labor is generally off the books and that deprives the state of much-needed tax dollars. We'll never eliminate it, just like laws against street prostitution, he says, but we can greatly reduce the prevalence. Isn't this something? Now, how long has this been going on? This has been going on before Ms. Brewer was even, Governor Brewer was even signed into office. So I'm trying to figure out, again, this stuff. And, you know, you only can take the news as a grain of salt. I mean, you either can believe it or you don't. And to me, it just sounds like, how do you say that? That this was all, there was a ploy behind this whole thing. If we can get this done, we can do this. If we can get this passed, we can do this. So to me, it sounds like, it sounds like something ain't right. That's just my opinion. Okay. Day laborers do jobs including construction, landscaping, and household work for cash paid under the table. Those jobs have been harder to find since the housing industry collapsed here several years ago. Whoa. Okay. They depend on me standing near potted trees and bushes for sale at the Home Depot in East Phoenix. Diaz, 35, says he may follow the three families in his neighborhood who moved to New Mexico because of the law. He says a friend is finding plenty of work in Dallas. And that's what they do. They move somewhere else. I mean, actually, even though it's a lot of under-the-table payments, a lot of stuff was accomplished during that time, during the jobs that they're doing. So think about it. You're not hurting them because they can go somewhere else and find work. You're hurting yourself. But we won't admit that. You know that? We won't. We're a proud nation. We're so proud. And I'm not an American hater. I mean, I just think fair is fair. And we know how it feels. Oh, Lord, do we know how it feels, okay? It's so good to have the shoe on the other foot for a second. Okay. It says, Diaz says he has too much to lose by staying. He's supporting a wife and an infant son back home in Cuida, Juarez, Mexico, across the border from El Paso, Texas. They depend on me to survive. I'm not going to wait for the police to come and arrest me. And then Jose Jimena, 33, illegal immigrant from Mexico's western coast, is already planning to move to Utah within the next 20 days because of a combination of economy and new laws. So, I mean, you're losing your workers. They're good workers. I mean, and it just sounds like, I mean, the ideal that you think of slavery, how we weren't able to just leave, they have the opportunity to leave, you know. We got beat down, cut, stabbed, killed if we tried to leave. But, you know, they can come and go whenever they want to. And I still think it's an underground form of slavery. That's just my opinion. But they get paid and they can go back and forth home and they can do whatever they want. Well, okay, let's see. He says a lot of people drive by and watch nearby cars speeding past and they yell, "Hey, go back to Mexico." So they're being harassed now. Now, so this is what I'm learning. So it's a lot of racism going on, too, in the process of all this. Go back to Mexico. That sounds almost like go back to Africa. I mean, that is just, and I wasn't born in Africa, so why would I go back to somewhere I wasn't born? You know, but that's ignorance. A lot of that is ignorance, too, when you don't know any better, you know. So these people have been harassed on several occasions, probably ever since they've been there. It says, analysis say it's too soon to tell what lasting effects the law will have on the state's underground workforce, which is also include babysitters, maids, and cooks. So, my thing is, these people are going to leave this state, and I think it's going to impact them tremendously. And it's going to impact them in a way that they weren't expecting. That's what I believe. I really believe that. Okay, we're going to finish this up. When we get back, I'm going to play you a little music. And, by the way, like I said earlier, I have this, when I come back, we'll talk about contest, an essay contest that's coming up. All right. I hope you like the song, I Need You Closer. Okay, before we get back to the discussion on Arizona law, I want you guys to get an opportunity to check out these websites. One of them is SamanthaPlace.net. And on SamanthaPlace.net, I am sponsoring a essay contest. Because on one of my articles or my posts that I put up on the website, it's called Handling Your Business. You guys are kind of familiar with my book that I wrote. And that's one of the things that I'm pushing right now is entrepreneurship with women. And what I'm asking from you guys to do is enter the contest, and it's a contest, the name of the contest is, or the name of the essay is, what type of business would you start if you had all the funding? It's a 200 to 500 word essay. You have to be 21 years old and up. You have to be a woman, because this is pertaining to women. Your submissions need to be in by June 1st, and you need to send all your submissions to uniquelychic@gmail.com. Uniquely is spelled U-N-E-E-K-L-Y, chic, C-H-I-C, at gmail.com. Okay? Don't forget, before June 1st, I need your submissions. Okay, you want to know what the prizes are? The prizes are three books that I say you can add to your library for entrepreneurship. One is Think and Grow Rich. The other one is Crush It, How to Cash In on Your Passion. The other one is the How Does Your Garden Grow from the How I'm Handling Your Business series. Okay, those three books, I've gotten them already, and I'm ready to give them to whoever wins. I will be reading them. I'm letting everybody else know. I'm getting it out as much as I can. I'm promoting it on my Facebook. Go to Facebook. Selena McCall, I'm promoting it on there. I'm also promoting it on my Benny64@blackplanet.com. I'm promoting it on, I'm on all these different social networks. I can't even keep up with all of them. I'm promoting them. Also, I'm going to be promoting it on my Blog Talk Radio also, so you guys can get familiar with it, know that it's out there. My YouTube videos, if you go to YouTube, CMBS44, on my YouTube videos, it's on there. I'm promoting it on there too. So I'm looking for people to get busy in writing and typing and whatever you have to do to get your submission in. So I have something to do during the summer, to read and find out how everybody's thinking about doing their own business, because it's time. You know, when you know it's time when to change your careers, to go another way. You know, everybody hollers because of the recession. No, it's just time. When it's time, and if God has shown you, has given you a plan, it's time. So I would like to see what your views are, what would you start, how it would affect you guys, and everything. So please take time out, all you women out there, SamanthaPlace.net. You can go on there. You can read the rules and regulations, because I'm going to leave money. I'm not going to put too much news on there right now because I really want to push that. And there is going to be some upcoming contests that's coming up, because I have also another website, and it's called giftsfromselita.ecrator.com, and I have stuff on there, items on there, jewelry on there, wigs on there, all kinds of stuff. So I want you guys to go look at, you know, Mother's Day is coming, and I was trying to get everybody to order their stuff for Mother's Day and get it out to you so you wouldn't be late with your Mother's Day gift. So if you got opportunity, go to that website too. So I, like I said, I'm on all kinds of websites. I'm kind of getting my name out there because I've got a big plan, and I'm hoping that everything works out, and I will be able to be moving some things. So, enough about that. Let's get back to our discussion about the Arizona law, the immigration law for Arizona. Okay? This was a conversation that Associated Press had with President Barack Obama on Wednesday, April the 28th. And they were talking, he was talking about he's not going to jump up and do anything right now simply because there's other things in the legislature that they need to tackle and that he's not going to mess with it right now for political sake because that's basically what it would be and it wouldn't be effective. So he was like, okay, that's good they did that, but we're going to deal with it, but right now I can't deal with it. He said it's other things that are already in place that they're working on, and right now, he's not saying that it's not important. He's just explaining that they have other things that have to be done prior to this situation. And he really, you know, he just, they're not saying they don't have time. It's just that it wouldn't be able to hit what they need. And he's not doing it just for show. You know, he's not too happy with it, but he's not going to tackle it right now. He said Congress can't tackle it right now. It says, we've gone through a very tough year, and I've been working Congress very hard. So I know there may not be an appetite immediately to dive into another controversial issue. The president told reporters aboard the Air Force One returning with him to Washington from a Midwest trip. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid had talked about moving immigration ahead of climate change legislature suggestion that splintered the bipartisan support for the climate bill. Reid said Tuesday he was willing to bring up climate change legislation ahead of immigration bill, but Republican Senate Lindsey Graham was still angry that Reid considered putting off the climate bill. Reid said the long-delayed climate bill is much further down the road in terms of a product than the immigration measures, which remain unwritten, because they hadn't touched it yet. And I agree with President Obama in the fact that they have that health care bill kind of took the wind out the sails with them. So another big controversy, one after the other, it can make the Congress don't want to deal right now. And it's truly understandable. It says an immigration proposal by three Democratic senators calls for more federal enforcement agents and other border security tightening benchmarks before illegal immigrants could become legal U.S. residents, according to a draft of the legislation obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press. The bill is being developed by Reid of Nevada, Charles Schumer of New York, and Robert Mendez, of New Jersey. So they are working on something. It's just that right now they're not going to do it. You know, and it's not going to be sitting on any table as far as to be voted on or to be discussed. They first have to get it together and everything. And I, in the president not wanting to deal with it right now, I think it's a good thing. You know, I really do, because you don't want him to make a rush judgment and then he comes out with the wrong thing, and then that's another thing for them to say, you know, that he's not doing right. So I just don't think that would be a good idea for him right now to bring all that up. And since Arizona started this mess, let Arizona fix it. Just let them fix it. And the thing is that the immigrants can, according to this, they can file lawsuits against the police, you know, for this, because they're saying it is a form of violating the Constitution. So, let's see. It says the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Christian Leaders also filed a lawsuit, or they've already filed a lawsuit Thursday, and is seeking an injunction preventing authorities from enforcing the law. The group argues the federal law preempts state regulation of national borders and that Arizona's law violates due process rights by letting police detain suspected illegal immigrants before they are convicted. Again, that's the 14th Amendment, and I think it's the 15th Amendment. The Fifth Amendment is what they're talking about. Okay, also it says Mexican Americans are not going to take this lying down, it says singer Linda Ronstadt, a Tucson native, said at a state capitol news conference on another lawsuit planned, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and the National Immigration Law Center. At least three Arizona cities, Phoenix, Flagstaff, and Tucson, are considering legal action to block the law. In Flagstaff, police are investigating a threatening email sent to members of the city council over their opposition to the law. The author said council members should be arrested, tried in court, found guilty of treason, and hanged from the nearest tree. Oh, man, that's deep. About 40 immigrant right activists gathered outside the Wrigley Field in Chicago Thursday as the Cubs opened a four-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. A small plane toting a banner criticizing the law circled the stadium, and activist George Luce said they sent a letter to Cubs management asking them to stop holding spring training in Arizona. So this is affecting every aspect of Arizona's livelihood. Because I know I was seeing today, they were saying they're going to start banning the baseball teams and any games or any sports that's taking place in Arizona, they're going to start boycotting them. So, on Wednesday, group filed papers to launch a referendum drive that could put the law on hold until 2012 when voters could decide whether it is repealed. The legislature's chief sponsor, Republican Representative Russell Pierce, said he has no doubt voters will support the new law at the ballot box, which would then protect it from repeal by the legislature in Arizona. Measures approved by voters can only be repealed at the ballot box. So, saying that they're going to vote on it. It says a group of conservative state lawmakers in Oklahoma are considering pushing a bill similar to Arizona's. In Texas, Representative Debbie Riddle, a Republican, said she will introduce a measure similar to Arizona law in the January legislative session. Now, that was the whole gist of what I asked, my initial question. Will Arizona create a domino effect? And as we see already, they've already talking about it. We're talking about Texas. We're talking about Oklahoma, and Republicans running for governor in Colorado and Minnesota expressed support for the crackdown. Look at that. I'd do something very similar if elected. Former Representative Scott McGinnis told, this is from Denver. Denver Public Schools is banning work-related travel to Arizona, even though school employees are in country legally. DPS spokesperson Christy Armstrong said officials don't want them to be subjected to that kind of scrutiny and search. And see, that's why, too, you have to look at your tourism, because it's going to affect your tourism, too, because people that look Mexican or Spanish or Hispanic come to that state and, you know, and want to vacate. They're not going to come because they're going to feel they're going to be searched and seized. And, I mean, it's going to really affect, it's definitely going to really affect the state of Arizona. And I was, let's see, I think I saw that somewhere where they were saying how right now it won't, but in the long run it will. Okay, it says right here. It says losing hundreds of thousands of unskilled laborers wouldn't hurt the state's economy in the short term, but it could limit the economy's ability to grow once it recovers, says Marshall Vest, Director of Economics and Business Research. So in the long run, it's going to affect them. It says legal workers who are willing to take any available job now will become more choosy if the unemployment rate falls back to low levels seen before the recession. So that's going to free up jobs, but they're not going to take just anything because they have an opportunity to, you know, pick what they want. That's really the question as to whether the existing population is willing to work those low-level jobs. I think economic provides the answer. If job openings have no applicants, then businesses need to address that by raising and offered wage. So think about that. If already our immigrants are doing the jobs, documented workers, undocumented workers are doing the jobs that Americans won't do, what do you think is going to change? Do you think Americans, now that you've got rid of your undocumented workers, think Americans going to do those jobs? They weren't doing those jobs from the get-go. What makes you think that's changed? What makes you think it's going to change? I don't think it's going to change. It says, some illegal immigrants, however, are tending to stick around regardless. According to Natalie Garcia, 35, from Mexico City, she says, we work honestly. Her and her husband are day laborers. They said we will stay to their so their daughters, both born in U.S., can get a good education and learn English. The couple have been living in Arizona illegally for the last 10 years. Mexico doesn't have a lot of opportunities, she said. Here we work honestly and we have a better life. Olga Sanchez, 32, from southern Mexico, lives in Phoenix illegally with her two brothers, who are 21 and 17. While the youngest boy is in high school, all three work and send money back home to their parents. Okay, this law is very bad for us, says Sanchez, who gets about $250 a week cleaning three houses. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. She says the family is going to wait and see if the law takes effect and what the fallout will be. So we have to keep that in mind. We definitely have to keep that in mind, how this is really affecting a lot of people. Again, I want to make sure that I've covered everything. If you guys have any questions, you can call me at 347-677-1749. If you don't get a chance to call in at this time, you can always go back and listen to me. And I've noticed a lot of people have been listening to my show. When I look at my my previews, and my numbers look very well. So I know people are very interested in my topics, which is good. I want you guys to go to Facebook, join my Facebook page when you get an opportunity to. Black Planet, I'm on Black Planet also, so take time out to join that. Remember my essay contest that's going on, you guys. What I want to say about that. Don't forget, has to be only women, 21 years and over, 200 to 500 word essay. And what did I say was the question? What type of business would you start if you had all the funding? Is the name of the essay. I told you the three books that you'll win: Think and Grow Rich, Crush It, How to Cash In on Your Passion. The last one is How Does Your Garden Grow? Those are the three books that you can add to your entrepreneurship library. So, we got the deadline is June 1st. So, I'm looking forward to reading your guys' submission. If you have any questions for me, you know you can catch me here at Blog Talk Radio, Chocolate Lady 64. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Black Planet. And let's see, where else can you catch me at? Oh, I can't think of all these different websites I can hope to and get on. But those are the main ones. Oh, SamanthaPlace.net is my other website. I want you guys to go there because that's where the rules for the essay is. Take a chance, take an opportunity, just read over the rules. Like I said, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, it does matter what you are because I needed to be a woman to answer the essay. I need it written by women. Men, I'm not ignoring you guys, but this is my way of promoting women. That's just my way of promoting women who have entrepreneurship type mind, and I'm hoping I can help you guys. If you need me anytime, make sure you email me at sensible64@yahoo.com. You can also catch me at alexandercherry@yahoo.com. You can email me in those areas if you have any questions. I am getting ready to, let's see, sound off, but what I want to do is I want to leave you guys with some music to listen to. So, I want you guys to have a great night. Have a great weekend. If you have great weather, I'll be thinking about you guys because I think it's going to rain here. So, I won't have the opportunity to be able to enjoy, but I've enjoyed it the whole week, so that's a good thing. Okay? This is Humphreys McGee, Safety in Numbers, Women, Wine, and Song. So I want to leave you guys with this. You guys have a great night. This is Chocolate Lady 64 at Blog Talk Radio, and I am sounding off.
Make it all move along to a lovely thing.